Hello, this is St. Mary's Superintendent Bill Ruane with a recap of the St. Mary City School Board of Education meeting for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. The Board of Education meeting was on the road and traveled to the TriStar Career Compact, which hosted the Board of Education meeting for St. Mary City Schools. The board started off with a resolution recognizing TriStar students from St. Mary City Schools for being chosen by their TriStar teachers as leaders in their respective classes. The students were Parker Beam, Logan Childs, David Clevenger, Landon Dietz, Lane Frank, Uriah Keith, Ashlyn Kill, Lucy Klosterman, Nakia Nolte, Elena Revolt, Kylie Smith, Brody Tomberlin, Rylan Wilgus, and Nevaeh Brown. The board also passed a resolution of appreciation and recognition to TriStar Career Compact. This was for their commitment to service the career technical needs of students of St. Mary City Schools and all students in the Career Compact. Career technical skills are vital to student success in the real world, and we are fortunate that TriStar students receive such an outstanding and impactful education. Also recognize TriStar for receiving 5 stars on the state report card. Next, the board passed several items related to personnel, including resignations and appointments, and also 2-year contracts for administrators, continuing contracts for Audrey Lampert and Carrie Fisher, and 1-year teaching contracts for several teachers, as well as 2-year limited contracts for several teachers. The board also passed a resolution setting up the special cost center within the permanent improvement funds. This is for set aside future projects. This has been done annually for at least the last 8 years and is set aside for the eventual replacement of the field turf so that when it comes time to replace the turf, there is money in the permanent improvement funds and the board isn't coming up with all that money at one time. The board approved a Holy Rosary cafeteria management for the 26-27 school year, which is renewed annually, and also approved the administrative supplemental contract for Megan Webster, the cafeteria supervisor, for $5,736 for duties related to the Holy Rosary cafeteria management. That money comes out of cafeteria funds and what the money from Holy Rosary that is made through the cafeteria. The board approved a College Credit Plus MOU with Rhode State Community College. The board accepted many donations for FFA and their GOAT scholarship from Rabel's Auto Service, Riverside Acres, the Brooks family, the Aller family, the Rohrbaugh family, and the Niekamp family. They also accepted donations for FFA from St. Mary's Rotary. Also, the St. Mary's Rotary donated purchased third grade books to St. Mary City Schools. $35 from Rotary to the Interact Club, $2,120 from Grace Church to the FCA, and $100 from Schultz Huber and Associates to MHS Math League. The board also accepted White Ash Lumber and DeWalt Sliding Miter Saw and Stand, valued at $1,360 to the Ag and Wood Shops from Terry Hirschfeld. Also $82.38 from the VFW for cookies for the second grade classrooms for the VFW coloring contest. And donation from Con Ag in sand for the long jump pit valued at $250. The Rider Readers also donated money from the concession stands to several organizations such as MHS Student Council, the Middle School Student Council, DECA, PROM, FFA, Thespians, Cheer, and Gatekeepers. The board approved overnight trips for the FFA officer training in Columbus and also for the girls basketball team camp to Cedarville. The board then heard reports such as policy and had policy discussion. Policy will be voted on in the May meeting and covers a variety of topics such as attendance, grading scale, grading rank, artificial intelligence, and several other policies that will be considered. The board also heard a report of how representatives from the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce and Kim Jude and Johanna Ward were in attendance on Monday, April 13th at St. Mary City Schools, along with David Brobeck from the Writing Revolution and the University of Cincinnati, where they interviewed several staff members across the district, administrators, teachers, students, and parents about the effect that the writing revolution was having on student success and student learning outcomes as it relates to literacy and writing. The board heard from the various principals about the good things happening in their building. One of the highlights was from the intermediate, where they talked about the new walking story that will be replacing, the story will be replaced at Casey Geiger, and a new story will be put in. They're setting up a date with the city to have a book signing and to hand over the pencil to the next grade, to the next class, that will then replace the story for next year. It's become an annual thing that gets passed down, where the class from each year will pass down and write the story and pass it to the next class. So look forward to that, and students can see that work out at Casey Geiger in the walking story path. After hearing that from in other reports from high school principal Jason Johnson, from middle school principal Liz Johnson, from intermediate principal Amanda Wendell, and from primary principal Sue Sherman, the board did go into executive session to discuss employment. And when they came out of executive session, no action was taken and the board meeting was adjourned. Thank you.